You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got Levi in the studio from OMG AKL. Morena, how are you?
Hey, real good.
Real good? Have you been out in the garden, out in the farm today?
Yeah, Fridays are always a super high energy day for me because we do vegetable boxes.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Before I got here, I've been harvesting veg since like 6 a.m.
10 out of 10.
Did you get some good harvest?
We got an amazing harvest this morning. I think best veggie
really?
Box yet. And we got 16 of them.
Wow, oh, that's wow. Awesome.
Yeah, for anyone out there, it's the best veg deal
in Auckland.
It's insane. And the crazy thing is that it's harvested like an hour before people get it. So the plants are still trying to live, man. Like they think they're still attached to the ground.
That's so what did you harvest this morning?
Okay, what did we harvest? We harvested about 100 radishes.
Yeah.
What I'll just say is what we got in the boxes, which is a red cabbage, an avocado from one of the volunteers' neighbour's trees.
Cute.
And then we've got a bunch of radishes, some spring onions, microgreen salad, head lettuce, beetroot, turnip, we have silver beet, and a whole bunch more things as well.
Awesome. Sounds like a good haul then, indeed. Should we start at the beginning? And for anybody who's not sure what we're talking about, who are OMG, where is OMG, and what do you guys do?
Cool. So OMG stands for Organic Market Garden, and we are, I guess, Auckland's first kind of full pump urban farm. We're located at the very top of Simon Street, where it forks and goes to New North and Mount Eden Road. We're just on the corner there, just down. It's a For the Love of Bees collaboration, so it started through the For the Love of Bees project, which you can Google. It's an artwork that invites Aucklanders to imagine their city as the safest city in the world for bees. And what we wanted to do with this project is really tackle a whole lot of the issues that we're facing kind of head on. And agriculture is a solution. Regenerative agriculture is a solution to a lot of the problems. So anyway, what do? We grow, my job is to just, I'm like a professional veggie grower. So I just
awesome.
We grow thousands and thousands of vegetables.
So how much space have you got to grow these veggies?
1/7 of an acre.
So that's not a huge amount of space.
It's bugger all.
But you can really fit quite a bit in there as well.
Yeah, it's a super cool challenge. And really what we're trying to do at the moment is we've only been doing this for 1 year. By the way, I will mention that the project is funded by the City Rail Link and Phantom Bill Stickers. They've been sort of a core to getting the project up and running. Sorry, what was the question?
How do you fit all your veggies in a small wee space like
totally.
That?
Yeah, totally. And we started the project about a year ago, and we've been sort of doing lots of cover cropping, and we've been building the soil life, lots of composting, and basically, I've just been learning about how do you jam pack in as many vegetables as possible, and the key to that is planting a lots of species of different types of vegetables really close together, and after a while you just sort of pack it in and stuff is ready at different times. So like this year I've got some great combos, man. Like we did a row of broccolis.
Yum.
Okay, and your traditional sort of farmer will just like, oh, broccoli, all right, I'll give that a meter between each broccoli plant.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, they're going to take like 4 or 5 months to grow.
Yeah.
So, and if the soil's bare, it's just going to grow weeds.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what we do is we follow the principles of plant lots of diverse species, which helps feed the soil life, but also if there's bare soil, it's just a waste of space. Like if you plant a seedling there, it's going to grow. It follows the principle of maximizing the photosynthesis.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, you grow more food, you have less weeds, you just pump things out. And different crops are different things. So with that broccoli row, all underneath, we planted the broccolis kind of in two rows, and then we had a big gap in the middle of it. And then in the middle of it, that was all beetroots.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, just stacked
with beetroots. So you're sort of chucking them in with nice neighbours that they can grow along companionably with at different times you pull them out. And then you're not wasting any space as well.
Yeah, totally. And then there's that whole thing of there's pull crops and then there's cut crops and then there's pluck crops.
What do all of these things mean?
Yeah, well, so a pull crop is like you pull it out of the middle of the ground. It's a radish. It's a beetroot.
Like that's so satisfying.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you've got like a kumara or a potato, which you have to sort of dig it out. That's a whole other one.
Yep.
And then you have your cut crops, which is like a lettuce or mizuna or a cut and come again. We put them always on the edges.
Okay.
Because you want them to be most accessible.
Yeah, true. You don't have to be climbing over your radishes.
The beetroots, the radishes, the turnips, they can all just go in the middle. They can grow when they're ready. All you have to do is pull them out.
Yeah.
Spring onions, all that sort of stuff. But yeah, just like filling that up.
Yeah.
Really, if you plant your seedlings out and it should just be packed. And then if you look at it again in another month, you shouldn't see soil. And if you can't see the soil, it means the soil is covered. It means that you're going to hold on to water better. You're going to be watering less. If you've got those diverse species in there, what's happening is all those diverse species, every plant is capturing sugar through its leaves, through photosynthesis, and it feeds that sugar through its roots to microorganisms that live in the soil.
Yeah.
Those microorganisms then feed that sugar back to the plant, and that's how plants get minerals.
That's awesome.
So, but the more different species you've got, the more different sugars you're feeding the soil, the more different groups of life in the soil, the more different microbes you're feeding. And what we are is we model regenerative agriculture.
So stuff that kind of keeps the cycle going, not just like you've done your digging and then you sort of have to wait to get it all back up to scratch again. It should keep itself ticking over a little bit.
More than that, regeneration is a practice where every year your soil life gets probably twice as good.
Awesome.
It's like an exponential thing.
Cool.
And you create a system. Essentially, it's just nature's system that you're mimicking and you're enhancing. We don't dig.
Mm-hmm.
This is a thing that we've done for the past while, is that we don't turn the soil at all.
Wow.
We walk on our beds, which is radically different from most other market gardeners. But the reason for that is every time you turn the soil, you destroy the fungal populations that are living under there. They hold on to water.
It sounds like you've done some incredible learning in a year, basically, setting this up. It must be quite exciting to look back on not a long time, 12 months, and be like, wow, look how far this garden and your own learning, I guess, has come. If people are listening to this and they're going, this sounds awesome, my own tiny veggie patch could definitely use a bit of knowledge as well. Are they able to come and get involved at OMG? Is that something that they can do?
For real. So I facilitate probably, now that it's spring and summer, there's probably about 100 volunteer hours a week.
Awesome.
Of people that come on in. Friday mornings, like, I had volunteers there at 6:30 this morning doing
legends.
The veggie box harvest. Yeah, super legends. If it's like at the moment, because we're kind of quite a full production farm, the people who have absolutely no skill, there's lots of other areas in For the Love of Bees that you can go to, like, learn about plants and learn the basics. But for the people that really want to learn, like, they've already got gardens and they want to learn how to really pump up their production, then the best way to get in touch with us is to message me on the OMG Instagram.
Awesome.
I do heaps of stuff through social media. It's amazing, eh?
It works. It's the best way to get connected to people.
And that is at OMG_AKL. You can just direct message me. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday mornings are the best. Really looking for people. As you said before, like, we've done this in a year. Anyone can come in and have a look at any time. Please, like, pop on in. A lot of people just sort of walk past, and there's this really gnarly fence up top, which kind of looks like a prison fence that I wish I could get rid of, but, you know,
you gotta time, do what you gotta do.
If someone's in there.
You can come past the prison fence.
Totally. Come on in and just have a walk around. Might not have the time to talk to you, but definitely come on in and just check it out, because it's amazing what we've done with thousands of volunteer hours as well. Like,
that's
so
awesome.
Many of the community have been involved in creating this farm, and now what we're doing is we're yeah, man, like we're hitting like $800 a sales a week.
That's awesome. That's so cool. So that's kind of going straight back into the garden, is it?
Well, yeah, well, back into my wage.
To keep it going. Yeah.
And so this is a really cool thing, you know, like actually there's a job for this. It's a job for someone to be an urban farmer and give local communities this food that's so fresh, that's making them feel amazing. Not only that, but it's regenerating ecosystems.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It just works on so many different levels.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us about it this morning, Levi. It's really fascinating, and it is an awesome initiative as well, just for all those reasons that you were saying. It's something that is accessible. It's adding so many benefits straight back into the community, and it's also showing that there are these positive ways forward in a dense town like Auckland as well. So thank you so much for chatting to us about it this morning.
Anytime.
Come and go and get your food boxes. Are they out today or?
They're all gone.
I'm zoomed out.
Yeah, I basically harvest everything to order. So you have to message me on Instagram.
Get in there
and
quick.
Get a box.
Hey, thank you so much for popping in this morning. I'm sure we'll speak to you again soon.
Awesome.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.